AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, the head of the Joint Egyptian and International Commission investigating last Saturday's crash of a Russian jetliner, says the noise was heard at the end of the cockpit voice recording as the plane was breaking up. Amin al-Mukaddam says investigators still need time to analyze the flight data and cockpit voice recorders, as well as the plane's wreckage, before they reach any conclusions.
The committee is considering with great attention all possible scenarios for the cause of the accident, and did not reach till the moment any conclusion in this regard.
The plane crash killed 224 people, the vast majority Russian tourists, on their way home from the Egyptian resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh. Two police officers in Louisiana have been arrested in the shooting death of a six-year-old boy earlier this week.
Derek Stafford and Norris Greenhouse will both be booked on one count of second-degree murder and one count of attempted second-degree murder.
State Police Commander Colonel Mike Edmondson says the arrests were based in part on images from the officers' body cameras. 8 years after TransCanada asked to build the Keystone XL pipeline, President Obama rejects the proposal. Here's our Mark Smith.
The president says Keystone's economic benefits would be tiny, but the harm done to U.S.-led efforts to reach a global climate deal would be serious.
And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
His words delighted Anthony Swift at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
This is a major show of climate leadership by President Obama.
But American Petroleum Institute President Jack Girard called the decision a job killer.
It was solely based on politics and not sound science.
Meantime, TransCanada is mulling its legal options, while congressional Republicans vow the Keystone story is far from over. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. One GOP frontrunner finds that the spotlight can be uncomfortable. Presidential candidate Ben Carson criticized for saying in his 1996 book and in campaign stops that he was offered a scholarship to attend West Point. He was asked by reporters in Florida whether that statement might have been a mistake.
I don't think so. I think it's perfectly clear. I think there are people who want to make it into a mistake. I'm not going to say it is a mistake, so forget about it.
President Obama uses his Saturday address to tout the health care law.
As the Affordable Care Act has taken effect, we've covered 17.6 million Americans. Since 2010, the uninsured rate has decreased by 45%.
In the GOP address, Texas Congressman Sam Johnson talks about Veterans Day.
You know, freedom isn't free. It has a cost. And that cost is paid first by our veterans and their families.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.